on Zima Watch with Wendy Nola on East Coast Breakfast.
Never a holiday for Wendy Nola.
Well, this is Consumer Watch, the Women's Day edition.
Oh, it is?
Very different.
Well, now you give me a clue about what you're going to be talking about. Because when you said pink tax, I know about the pink dollar, but I don't think it's that. What is pink tax?
Well, the pink tax is manufacturers putting a premium price on girly or lady versions of male grooming products in particular.
It's
been a thing for quite a few years, yes.
Really?
And funnily enough, I was looking for something else in my scrapbooks. I've been doing this consumer thing for 20 years in October. Best you bring cake early October.
Okay.
Right?
Hundreds.
But this, I was looking for something else in my scrapbooks. We had scrapbooks in those days, no online. And I found a column I wrote on this exact issue in the Daily News in 2001, okay, 17 years ago. Gillette had sent me their new Mach 3 razor, the first with three progressively aligned blades, outperforming everything else on the market. This was from the press release, making it the most significant men's shaving product to be introduced since the first twin blade razor in 1971. That's what they claimed, right? So my spouse has a beard, so I test drove this manly razor on my legs and found it to be a very impressive gizmo indeed, especially on the tricky ankle and knee areas. I actually think legs are more tricky than faces, to
quite
be honest.
Right.
So I queried with the PR, a woman, why the razor was marketed solely at men. Why not women too, I asked. And she was quite horrified at my suggestion, and she said to me, a woman's razor has to be completely different from a man's one, hence the need for the Gillette sensor for women, which was launched in 1995. So I pressed on and I wanted to know exactly how it was completely different.
Tell me how these bells and whistles changed the product.
No, it turned out, well, this at the time, she told me 17 years ago, the blade itself was identical to its male counterpart, but it had a different handle. The woman's handle was a fat green and white plastic thing with a special textured rubber grip, which made all the difference.
Yeah.
Quote, allowing women ultimate control in getting to the out-of-the-way places.
Because we know back in 95, women had no dexterity.
No. So
of
we
course.
Needed a special handle with this rubber grip, and it was the handle that made all the difference.
Oh.
So the men's, and this is also Consumer Watchy in inflation, right? So the men's razor at the time was 17 Rand, and the woman's one was 24 Rand.
Same blade,
hell of a handle that, hey?
Mm-hmm.
For the woman.
What a special
so
handle.
So fast forward to now, I went and had a look for some pink tax. Well, I went online, because it's now 2018.
Yeah.
A pack of five Gillette blue disposable razors for men sells for 42 Rand, and the pink versions of the exact product sell for 49 Rand.
Oh, that's a bit silly.
Okay, so that's what we're talking about in the tax. But I have to say there are some anomalies, and I share this with my sisters who don't mind smelling a little manly, because at Woolworths this week, the 200 gram Nivea black white spray deodorant for men had a price tag of $39.99, while the woman's version exactly called the same thing, except not for men, in a slightly more shapely can, because we need shapely cans to match our shapely bodies, is $29.99, a whole 10 Rand cheaper.
Huh.
Okay. So, I don't know, maybe we could call that a case of the blue tax.
Yeah, we'll put
that particular
into the blue tax file and maybe to be looked at a later stage.
Okay. So, for Women's Month, Sunlamp commissioned Imagination Alliance Research House to conduct a survey with a sample of 500 men and 500 women to delve more deeply into the pink tax in South Africa. Danielle van Heerde, Head of Advice Processes at Sunlamp Personal Finance, says to drastically oversimplify the situation, women are generally earning less and paying more.
Do they have numbers there? How much less are we talking about?
In terms of earnings, well, PricewaterhouseCoopers July report on executive pay revealed that women earn less than men in all major sectors, with the gap among executives ranging from 5% to 10%, which was quite a bit. And women only make up 13% of all top management positions in the country, according to Employment Equity Report. 13%. And we make up, if I'm not mistaken, 50% of the population, last I heard.
Yeah, in actual fact, the last census, women 51%.
Okay, there you go. Mm-hmm. So, and then we had this week on the eve of Women's Day, we had the CEO of the SA Institution of Civil Engineering telling us that women earn less due to their decreased appetite for workload, their age, and life choices. Okay. So there you have it. This ridiculous notion that women need their version of things that don't need a gender, special pens, for example. For a good laugh, please Google Ellen DeGeneres Big Pens for Women. if it really is a good laugh. We also need special glues. Yes, there's pink Prit for girls because our hands are too dainty and soft for the men's version.
Couldn't possibly hold
of course,
a blue
and it
Prit,
will cost more.
A red one.
So yeah, this notion that we really need things to be in pink and we really need to pay a premium for that really does need to stop. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. By all means, cater for women, but in a meaningful way. As the workwear manufacturer Sissy did recently with the launch of a range of safety wear for women in industry in three different cuts, standard, extended for the more curvy, and maternity, because yes, a lot of us have to work while we're pregnant. Mm-hmm. The fact that so few little girls grow up to graduate in the field of science, technology, engineering and maths, the STEM, has a lot to do with gender stereotyping and conditioning that begins in the toy shop aisle.
Yes.
So pink princessy, you have a daughter, you know all about this, Darren. Mm-hmm. Pink princessy, dress-up stuff and kitchen sets for girls, while the boy aisles are packed with science kits, cars and robots, all the fun stuff.
I still haven't told an aunt of mine that the baking oven, the kids' baking oven, was not given to my daughter for Christmas.
Good for you, Darren. Yeah. Yes.
Straight to
I
the
know
dump.
You've written about this sort of stuff as well. Thankfully, there is a new trend worldwide, including in this country, for retailers to market toys by saying what a toy is, not who it's for. Mm-hmm. So here's a thought, seeing as I'm doing Consumer Watch on Women's Day.
Yes.
How about companies celebrate Women's Day not by dishing out flowers, the Net Florist vans were doing overtime yesterday, mm-hmm. not by dishing out flowers and spa vouchers, which is all very nice, but by addressing that gender imbalance in executive positions and in pay, and by taking a stand against sexual harassment in the workplace. Now that's a cause I could really get my pretty little head around.
Yeah. Fabulous. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren.
Say hello to people. We went to the East Coast though. Kerry Willard, do you know that?
#grateful.
#blessed.
East Coast Breakfast with Darren Moore.